AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Chris Anderson in studio this morning. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing?
Tired. Long night.
A long night.
Well, it was a short night. If I hadn't slept in one solid thing, I'd have been okay. But my son called me around midnight, and something about the store. I was so tired, I didn't really realize what was going on. And then my granddaughter, she showed up at 2:30 in the morning from Wisconsin.
I had visitors coming.
Yeah, well, she's worried about her mama. Mama's in the hospital. My daughter, Sue.
Well, best to Sue. Get well, Sue.
Yep, Sue. Keep breathing that oxygen in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's getting better, I hope.
Well, good.
Hope we can. Either we're going to kick her out of the hospital or I'm going to use the shotgun.
No. Yeah, get feeling better, Susie Q. That's tough stuff, you know, and you're under the weather like that. But, you know, that while all that's going on, then life still goes on in the world of Anderson's Market, doesn't it? And you the crew,
our crew is dwindling because they're all going off to college. And so, guess what? I'm running a cash register once in a while.
Well, that's a good thing. You know how to do
that.
Well,
it's in slowdown mode when I do it. And every once in a while I mess something up, I got to holler. I'm glad Michael was there yesterday a couple times. No, I got that figured out. So I'm getting better. I'm getting older.
Oh, Chris, I've got to tell you that, you weren't out there the other day. They said you were in the back room taking a nap or something. No, hey. I'm kidding. but I stopped in and I picked up the Black Diamond watermelon.
Yep.
And I am telling you, if that is not the juiciest, sweetest watermelon I've ever had in my life, I can't stop eating it. I mean, I cut the whole watermelon up in chunks, and I'm going to eat. I will wind up eating a whole watermelon in a couple of days. So it's really good. Really good.
We had a guy there yesterday. It was just after I went in to help run the cash register. Michael was there for just a little bit. He had one in the cooler. He was giving samples out. And this guy was going to get two. I think that's what he was saying. And when he got done, he left with five.
Oh, my. So good. Yeah. And, you know, I guess, would it be seedless? Is that safe to say? Or they've got a few of those tiny little white seeds in them?
Yeah, they're... when people say seedless watermelons, what it is, normally you won't find any mature seeds.
Right.
A seedless watermelon is a mule. It can't produce young. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't take the seeds and plant them. Where a regular seeded watermelon, you can take that seed and plant it. You'll get watermelons.
More watermelons, right.
But when they plant the seedless watermelon seed, they have to plant that just a certain way or it will not grow. Mm-hmm. And then they have to have a regular watermelon. Like, there'll be six seedless watermelon plants and one regular watermelon plant to pollinate them.
Got it.
It's just a mule. A mule can't produce young.
So that's, but that's quite a watermelon. That is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I know you've had really good success, too. I know the cantaloupe was terrific because I picked up, and there were small ones, and then there was another bin full of some bigger
larger ones. Yeah, I know. You had to take the large ones.
I had to go big. Go big or go home, right?
Yeah. And we're going to train people on the yellow watermelon again. I used to have people trained on yellow watermelon.
Yes.
Yellow watermelon is Well, we had the 15 people blindfold test. 14 of the 15 picked that as best.
Yeah, I like it. I've had it many times.
They got a thin skin to them, so they look small, but there's a lot of melon to it. Michael says this weekend, until supplies run out, if you buy something in the store, you can go over and pick you up a yellow watermelon.
Really?
Yeah. So if you come in and buy two black diamonds, you get one yellow one to go with it.
Oh. Oh, well, I'll be coming soon to a refrigerator near me.
And the tomatoes, we got tomatoes and more tomatoes, but they're keeping the price up there this year. That guy from Duluth is coming down, and the guy from Minneapolis is there. And so the tomato price is staying high. Usually about this time of year, we're able to pick up some for canning. We're not getting that done this year.
Not quite yet.
It'll happen.
Sure.
Because I got to have some for Mary Rose so she can make my chili sauce.
Got to get that done. Absolutely.
Oh, she makes a chili sauce. Woo!
So, well, you got quite a few things, though. I know I was looking. You had green beans. You had some wax beans, too. Is that called?
Yeah, we got green beans. We got yellow wax beans.
Yeah.
There's beets. There's kohlrabi. Cucumbers. Pickles.
Your favorite onions are back there. The red sweet onions are in the back.
Yeah. Well, there's yellow ones back there. Candy onions back there, too. Yesterday, I was sitting there. Here come lady up. We got these tubs that we got stuff in.
Yeah.
And here she come up with a tub. She wanted all the pickles that was in it. We're going to have to count them because they in the tub, they so much. And Michael says, I want to get them all. We'll have to count them. And Michael says, well, over here on the wall, there's a whole big box there. You can just buy the whole box. Oh, yeah. She put the tub back and went and got a box. Yeah, people say pickles, cucumbers, they're the same thing. They're not. Cucumbers are big. Pickles is a variety that grows the size of your thumb up to maybe 4 inches long.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw those too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're good for gherkins.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
Some lady come took all the dill we had yesterday, so Michael hopes he gets some more dill today.
Get some dill. You guys have your fair share of candy, too. I always take a look at the chocolates and things, and it's, you know, which is always good.
Yep.
That's really good stuff.
Yeah. Had sold a little butter yesterday. A couple took the garlic basil butter.
Good eating stuff.
Well, it's good on mashed potato or on potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Baked potatoes. You know, you got a little garlic there. You got a little basil.
It's all in one. So it's.
And you put some cheese on it. We have some cheese, too.
I know you do. You've got everything from cheese to popcorn and honey.
We got syrup. And we had some. I don't know if the lady took the last bottle of buckwheat honey yesterday. Buckwheat honey?
Well, by golly, buckwheat, what do you got?
It's dark.
It's dark. I didn't see that.
It's brown.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, dark brown. You can't see through it.
Okay.
And the bees are in a buckwheat patch. And it has a different flavor.
Okay.
Very different flavor. We've got bee pollen. The way she describes it, when the bees come into the hive, they got pollen on their legs, and it collects there. And I guess it's good for the weightlifters. They like it.
Do they really?
The bodybuilders, yeah.
Well, that'd be...
They put a little bit on their cereal.
Well, how come I haven't heard about that then?
Well, I can tell. Your body's just a small version of mine.
Oh, stop it. Come on.
And, you know, we got beeswax candles.
Oh.
And Michael still bringing flowers back.
Yeah, I saw, you know, and I didn't get a chance to get out on the deck area out front and around the store outside. I was just inside the other day shopping, but it looks like there are a lot of plants around and things.
He's getting, somebody's bringing in some baskets. He's buying them, and I mean, they're $3 and $5 a piece.
Oh, come on, people. Stop on by.
Yeah. He tells mother, yeah, I got this one out there. I can't keep the wife out of the car. But she wasn't fast enough. The one he told her about was gone when she got there.
Oh, how nice. Now, what we're talking about is Anderson's Market. You're located on
19th Street
in Mason City. You just passed Newman Catholic School.
2727, if you put it in your GPS.
Yeah, 2727 19th Street. Big green building. You can't miss that.
Yep.
I got a hunch there's probably going to be some sweet corn coming in.
Yep, we sold out last night, so we'll be bringing fresh in today. We got the Missouri peaches, and we got the South Carolina peaches, and South Carolina peaches have been outstanding this year.
I have enjoyed
them. They're as sweet as the watermelons.
I've enjoyed it. Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. I don't know about that. That black diamond watermelon. Hey, anyway. Chris Anderson, good to see you this morning.
Yep. Oh, you can get us on Facebook. Check us out on Facebook because we put flash sales on there.
You going to put a flash sale up today? You going to do that?
Susan does it. She's in the hospital. But you know what? She's still doing her job in
She's still doing the job in the hospital.
You call us at 201-888-3.
Susan, get well, will you, please? I know she's probably listening in this morning.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Chris Anderson with us on AM 1300 KGLO at Anderson's Market in Mason City.